From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, February 11, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Germantown Planning Board will hold a special meeting on Thursday, February the 11th, to once again consider details of the pending application of Primex properties. Primex is looking to build a Dollar General retail store on Route 9G. In December, the board hired Ted Fink of Green Plan Incorporated as an advisor on the application, and Fink's comments on the proposal will be reviewed and discussed at the upcoming special meeting. There remain several sticking points with the Primex application, the major issues being sidewalks and the building's appearance. The developers are prepared to lay a walkway in front of the store, but it would not connect with other sidewalks. So there is a request that Primex extend the sidewalk to the corner of Route 9G and Main Street. The appearance of the structure comes down to aesthetics. The town wants a building that is narrower and lower than the one designed and something that is consistent with Main Street. According to the project engineer, the driveway and stormwater runoff plans are almost complete. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Gail Hansen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham Board of Education will hold a hearing on whether it should grant veterans of the U.S. Armed Forces exemptions from school taxes. The board rejected the proposal last year. Veteran and former Canaantown Supervisor Gary Flattery said at a board meeting on Tuesday, February the 9th, Chatham is one of two districts in Columbia County that has not enacted the exemptions. Flattery said the financial impact on non-veteran taxpayers in districts where the exemptions are in place is $4 a month. The exemption would apply to all veterans with wartime service, and additional exemptions would be granted to those who saw combat and those who were disabled. Flattery said literally hundreds of vets called him and said that Chatham should have granted the exemption last year. The board and school administrators were divided on the question, but it was eventually agreed that a hearing on the veteran tax exemption will be held prior to the next school board meeting on February 23rd. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Larry Rollison is reporting in The Buzz that Governor Andrew Cuomo is opposing KeyCorp's $4.1 billion acquisition of First Niagara Financial Corp and has lobbied federal officials to kill the deal. Cuomo is arguing the deal would have an adverse impact on the retail banking market in the Buffalo area because it would consolidate one-third of all the deposits in that region into the hands of just one bank. Cuomo also noted the merger would result in the loss of thousands of jobs at the corporate and branch levels alike. In the letter dated Wednesday, February the 10th, Cuomo wrote there was, and I quote, little hope these individuals will find alternative work in the retail banking field due to the oversaturated market conditions, end quote. The governor also said consumers in Buffalo already lack access to reliable bank deposit services, and the consolidation would only make that problem worse. First Niagara stock price dropped following word of Cuomo's letter. You can read that full story at The Buzz, a Time Union blog. Two bills in the New York State Senate would prohibit the state from doing business with anyone boycotting Israel and set up an actual list of such companies. Senate Bill S6378A would, and I quote, prohibit state contracting with and state investment in persons and businesses that promote or engage in activities to boycott American allied nations, end quote. Local state Senators Steve McLaughlin, George Armador, and Kathy Marchione have already voted for this bill. The other, S6086, and I quote, relates to purchasing restrictions on persons boycotting Israel and the investment of certain public funds in companies boycotting Israel. Requires the Commissioner of General Services to compile a list of companies boycotting Israel and establishes that such companies will be considered non-responsive bidders, end quote. That bill is currently referred to the Finance Committee. The first bill sanctions any company boycotting any American ally. But currently, the only boycotts of American allies are of Israel, largely over its war crimes against Palestinians. Both bills have similar proposals in the New York Assembly, Assembly Bill A9036 and Assembly Bill A8220, both currently in the Government Operations Committee. The National Lawyers Guild has issued a statement on these bills saying, and I quote, "While people may have differing opinions about the issues pertaining to Israel and Palestine, debate on issues of public concern is the lifeblood of the First Amendment. And the state of New York should not be in the business of punishing those who line up on one side or the other of such debates," end quote. In our final story, Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that the local division of Pamal Broadcasting Limited is making cuts at several local radio stations. Bob Green from Magic 590 AM and 100.5 FM is retiring, and Marissa Lanchak of WFLY 92.3 FM and Carmen Heist of Jams 96.3 FM are leaving their stations. Albany Broadcasting Company's general manager Brian Hollingbach said, and I quote, "We have made some budget cuts as the radio industry continues to evolve. We are trying to make our business more efficient," end quote. Albany auto dealer James Morrell is the principal owner of the company that includes B95.5 FM, The Cat 100.9 FM, and WIN 104.9 FM. You can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Today is day one of the WGXE High Five Pledge Drive. Tune in for a full slate of remote broadcasts and turn out for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow showers, mainly before 4 p.m. It will be partly cloudy, with a temperature high near 23 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 40%. But Thursday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 7 degrees. The wind chill values could be as low as minus 2 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a slight chance of snow showers after 3 p.m. There will be increasing clouds, with a temperature high near 26 degrees. Wind chill values could be as low as minus 2. On Friday night, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 10 degrees. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 11 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 6 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:57 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:22 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 26 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 11th day of February, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.